Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The chief medical officer, he is Dr. David Rottinghouse of the Butler Health System, who is also an emergency medicine specialist. Doctor, welcome back to KDK Radio.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to be with you this morning.
As a physician, we knew, just as a layperson, Doc, we knew when we started opening things up, there was a good chance that we would see an increase in cases. But what we're seeing around the country has a lot of medical professionals a little anxious about what the future holds for the rest of this summer.
Yeah, you're right. As soon as mitigation and quarantine was going to be relaxed, the nature of this virus and, you know, the communicable nature of the virus is that if people are in close contact, it's a respiratory virus, so it's transmitted by speech and, you know, droplets that come out of your, you know, your mouth, your nose, and it's very, very easy to give to another person, kind of like the common cold. So we knew that as soon as those rules were relaxed, we'd see a rise in cases, but it's a balance. It's an equation. You have to get people back to work. You have to get the economy moving again. So it does have a lot of us worried. But the biggest thing I'd say we're keeping an eye on right now is what is our hospital capacity and what are we seeing on a day-to-day basis, and then what are we projecting for the next several weeks and months?
Doctor, United States has about 2.6 million cases. 41% of them are considered recovered cases. So we're about 1.1 million cases recovered. This latest spike in Allegheny County that has caused the bars to stop selling alcohol, how serious of a threat is that to our region?
Well, when we decided to reopen and when the government gave the reopen thumbs up, we knew that people would, congregate and get back together. We can all tell stories of people we haven't seen in a long time, you know, friends, family members, you know, people that we were really conscientiously protecting when we were worried about a real surge. The cases that are coming up now, as I understand it, are mostly in young folks. And from what I heard from the county yesterday, and I have a lot of respect for Dr. Deborah Bogan. I think she's doing a great job. I think she has a really good handle on the situation. The average age yesterday, I believe, was right around 27. So, I'm an older guy. My behavior on weekends and at night is different than the younger population. Understandably, they want to live the lives of, you know, teenagers, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds. The risk becomes, what do they do with their behavior after they turn positive or after they have a significant exposure? So the 27-year-old that goes and works in a nursing home by day is a lot different than the 27-year-old, you know, who's going to maintain some distance and perhaps not expose themselves to more susceptible individuals, people who are at risk for severe disease for COVID-19. So, as you know, it's very difficult to control human behavior. That's really what we're going to be looking at, is how is this spread and to whom is it spread?
And Doc, we had talked about families going through this dilemma where travel, members of the family want to do a little vacation travel. We've seen now they shut down some beaches in some states for the 4th of July weekend upcoming. But so if they go somewhere and then come home, should they be tested when they return? I mean, ultimately now, Dr. Bogan and others are suggesting if you go away to one of these high spike areas, you should quarantine for 14 days when you come back. That's a big ask for a lot of people who I don't think will do it practically. But what would you recommend?
Yeah, so that is a very difficult question. And the timing of the testing is also important. So, if I'm a young guy and I run down to Oakland and, say I'm able to drink in some of the bars, one of the questions is, when do you test me? If you test me the next day, then I'm probably not going to turn positive because I'm in that incubation period where I'm not shedding enough virus yet to turn positive. So, I draw a corollary to going on vacation. There are obviously hot spots, but remember when we started, the hot spot of the world was Wuhan, China. So, one of the earliest actions was to restrict travel to and from China. So, I think it's not easy to pinpoint any one particular activity or, place moving forward, except that anywhere where people are, not taking the precautions that are advised, hand washing, distancing, reducing tight crowds, then there's going to be risk for transmission of virus. That's the situation in which, transmission of this virus thrives. So it's not an easy question to answer. The safest thing to do is to tell people to quarantine and, essentially to remove themselves as an exposure risk for that period of time. I anticipate that we will come up with, some algorithms in terms of testing, when testing can take place, when the optimal testing will take place. So perhaps you can get a test at 7 days or 10 days, and then if you're negative, you can return to, your work. But, still the foundation of behavior in a pandemic that's caused by a respiratory virus is social distancing, maintaining that distance between people, hand washing, wearing a mask, and, trying to prevent that behavior that puts you at high risk of exposure.
Yeah, I think
it's all about human behavior.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be laying low as far as vacations go this year. A lot of people are going to be vacationing on their patio.
Yeah, and it's so hard to get young people to buy in because so few young people are actually getting sick, even though they may be carriers and asymptomatic. Is that correct?
That is correct. The vast majority of them are going to do just fine. And, I've heard it said, don't keep an eye so much on the number of positive cases. Look at the hospitalization rate. And that really speaks to what age group is being affected, by this virus.
Yeah,
in the past with H1N1 and other viruses, it's really hit the younger folks, including young children, hard. This one clearly seems to be selecting, although, certainly people in their 30s and 40s aren't bulletproof, but, the younger population seems to be very resilient to this.
I just wanted to ask, I'm sure the capacity at the hospitals is pretty good right now because of low hospitalization rates, but how's the morale with your workers?
Well, it's a constant effort. The difficulty of this, as you know, is, ironically, hospitals, as has every business, has been hit very hard financially. So letting people go when you are anticipating, essentially a tsunami of sick patients and all hands on deck and perhaps even bringing in extra people is, something that I have to tell you, wasn't anticipating. So when you are asking people to work harder because, you need to financially recover and get more patients in and serve more patient needs, at the same time you're letting people go, it's a tough balance. I think our place is not necessarily unique. We've got dedicated people that want to take care of their community. They want to take care of patients. And it's a tough balance.
Yeah.
But we're doing fine up there. And we've got the right people in leadership positions to bring people along.
I think every business is in the same boat, no matter what it is.
Yeah, we appreciate the update, Doc. Thank you. And stay safe.
You guys, too. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Doctor.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.